When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome to Best Podcasting Gear. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting. And today, I know you might be thinking we're going to jump right into microphones. And I want to jump into mixers, and here's why. So many people, when they want to start a podcast, they think they have to go out and buy this big giant board with 1,000 knobs on it. And you just don't need to do that in every case. And the other thing is, all those knobs, if you do buy a mixer, you're only going to use about, 4 to 10. So let's start off with step one. What is an audio mixer? So let's say you or a co-host, and you're both in the same room, and you're also playing music into your mixer. Well, the purpose of the mixer is to allow you to adjust the audio levels, hence mix, all the audio levels. So there'll be your guest and your music and you, so the listener doesn't have to hold on to the volume knob and wait, oh, they're going to play the music again, I got to turn it down. Oh, wait, now the co-host is going to talk, I got to turn it way up because he talks really, really soft. And then, oh, here comes Dave, I can turn it down. So the idea is to get a consistent volume level no matter what is going on. So the question here is, do I need a mixer? And when I say need here, I mean you can't do it without it. That's need. You can always find a use for a mixer, but I'll explain when you need one and when you want one, and there is a big difference. So when do you need a mixer? Well, if you have multiple people in the same room, everyone should have their own microphone, and that should go into a mixer. And if you are mixing in live music, live sound effects, things like that. So in other words, if you have multiple items that are creating sound in the same room, you need a mixer. Now, when you don't need an audio mixer is if you're recording a solo podcast and you're going to be adding the music or sounds later, you absolutely do not need an audio mixer. Now, one of the things that a mixer can do is it can add bass and treble and things of that nature. I can reach over here. I'm going through a mixer right now. And I just said, if you're doing a solo show, you don't need a mixer. No, but you can always find a use for one. So here I'm going to turn up my treble a little bit on this. So now you'll hear I'm a little, oh, that's my mid-range. Here's my treble. There you go. Now I'm really super clear. So you can tune your voice with a mixer. And that would be an example of, do I need one if I'm doing solo? No, but you can kind of tune your sound a little bit, but you do not need a mixer if you're a solo podcaster. Now, when you don't need a mixer, but you could probably use one, if you're doing a show with a co-host or guests who are remote, so you're connecting via Skype, via whatever you're doing, you kind of don't need a mixer. Why? Because you could get the Audio-Technica ATR-21 microphone and a portable recorder. And so that microphone goes for around anywhere from $40 to $80, and the portable recorder goes for around $99. And you could basically use Skype, that software, free software I might add, as your mixer to adjust the volume levels. Now, with remote people, you can also do what's called a mix minus with your mixer and have the audio of your guest go into the portable recorder. So you're in channel one, they're in channel two. So it comes out of the computer, goes into channel two, and then you send them the sound of you two minus them. So those are some things when you don't need a mixer, but you might be nice to have one. So if you are, again, using a co-host who's not in the room with you, you can do it without a mixer, but it kind of makes it kind of cool that you could use a mixer to adjust the bass and treble. So that's a quick question. So if you're just doing a solo podcast, you don't need a mixer. And especially if you're doing a solo podcast, a mixer There are different types of connectors. One is called XLR, and we don't really care what that stands for. What it means is you have kind of a three-pronged end on a microphone that goes into the mixer. And then you have these other ones that are just holes. They're just a small circle. That's typically called a quarter-inch jack. So you have quarter-inch and you have XLR. And for however many microphones you have, however many people you have, I said, everybody should have their own microphone. And every mixer, then, let's say you're like, hey, Dave, I'm doing it. I have three people in the room with me. Then you should buy a mixer that has three XLR inputs. And so we'll get into that more a little later. And then the next episode, I'll explain why do we talk about mixers first, because it depends on what microphone you get. You may need a mixer. So I wanted to talk about mixers first. And then next week, we'll start getting into microphones. I'm going to do a microphone shootout with microphones that are $100 or less, and then we'll do some more expensive ones in another episode. So thanks for tuning in. Our website is bestpodcastinggear.com. If you are looking for gear, just go to bestpodcastinggear.com/shop, and that'll take you over to our Amazon store. And if you have any questions, if you go out to bestpodcastinggear.com, there's also a contact us page. Would love to hear from you. And until then, take care. God bless. We'll see you real soon with another episode of Best Podcasting Gear.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.